Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, we've got Jesse Adler and Bill Center, two hosts whose work together can only be described with one word.
Magical. Really, it's the only word to use.
Well, there's another word.
We've also got Kurt Bavacqua, who's not quite sure how we'll break down 162 games in just 60 minutes.
I don't think an hour is nearly enough time.
Annie Heilbrin's also here, of course.
I couldn't imagine not showing up ever.
Plus, Mike Grace, who has done stranger things than appear with five other co-hosts at the same time.
Yeah. I was naked in a magazine.
Yeah, apparently. No, that's a big thing.
And Jordan Carruth has earned himself a spot on this final show of the year.
Hey, he's made a great impression.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler, Bill Center, Kurt Bavacqua, Annie Heilbrin, Mike Grace, and Jordan Carruth.
That many people are here? Blooper, what did you do? Just send out like an Outlook invite? So you got Bavacqua and Center. All right, that's two. That's already one more than usual. Grace is here. Carruth is here. And Annie is here? Not to mention Blooper and Becky. Wow, that's a lot of people. That's exciting. Last show of the year. Welcome to Padres Social Hour presented by United. One more time this season from the AMR studio at Petco Park. We'll be back with pop-up specials. That's what we call them throughout the offseason and into the preseason, so to speak. So we're not totally disappearing from your televisions and your radios and your internets, but this is the end of our run of daily shows. This is show 182 in the last 183 days. Let me repeat that. This is the 182nd one of these in the last 183 days. And I believe Blooper is the only one of this big group of us who has been here for all of them, which explains why they're so terrible.
Right.
No.
Actually, oh, boy.
Wasn't there another one this year? There was the day after the All-Star game, you didn't have a show, but you didn't have a show also on the
just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, we did an entire radio telethon.
Oh, that's okay. You're counting, right, okay.
Yes, I am counting the four-hour special we did that day as a show. Yes, I am.
But it wasn't Padres Social Hour.
It wasn't called that, but it originated from this studio, and Blooper and I worked on it.
So what are you thinking?
And it was on television and radio and online. So for the purposes of counting how many shows we've done, yes, it counts.
I think he's busting your hump.
He's going to bust his hump right out of here if he keeps that up. The devil, Bill Center. Now I know why Cody Decker called you that. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of like two different kinds of things today. We're going to have some fun. We're going to look back at the season. Blooper put together a best of video that I think everybody will enjoy. It's like a 7 minutes of like all the fun stuff that we've done this year, minus a couple of things that he forgot. But also there is like the actual serious business of the end of the season to discuss, and the fact that the Padres are now officially into a managerial search. A.J. Preller had a press conference this morning in which he discussed the managerial search, and in fact, next segment, AJ is going to replace you two on this couch, and I'm going to talk to him about.
AJ's going to be here?
Well, we taped it earlier. I mean, thanks for having me ruin the surprise.
Right.
Nobody would have known. It would have been a little suspicious because all of a sudden you all would have, the eight people who were here would have disappeared. But yeah, no.
Well, yeah, but
he came down earlier. He's busy, man. We gotta go when he can go.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get his ear for a couple of minutes about my son's progression up the ranks as far as colleges starting to look at him and things like that. And
so this is a selfish
like you said,
thing.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely selfish.
Got it.
Yeah. Which is basically the way I am.
No, that's how you operate. Yeah. That's fine. You know, sure. And you're honest about it, which makes it okay as far as I'm
but
concerned.
But I am civil. I saw it Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, point at that.
Your guy. I don't even want to talk about him.
Is he not good?
He says too many mean things about people.
Oh, okay.
He's nasty.
Well, I went back at him.
No, I know. I saw that.
I'm civil.
Speaking of Twitter, okay, today is going to be a nice day on Twitter. The hashtag, if you don't know it, by show 182, it's hashtag PadresSH. Bill, what's the hashtag?
PadresSH.
See, even Bill knows it, for goodness sakes. So today is going to be a day for civility. It's going to be a day for niceness, and it's going to be a day for reflection. But it is, as we said, also we've got the serious business of the end of this season. 74 wins, Bill. Expectations not met. That's kind of an obvious way to put it, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they're about 15 or 16 shy of where I thought they would be perfectly honest. No, not a good season.
If I had you boil it down in 30 seconds or less, what went wrong for the Padres this year in your
estimation.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Pitching wasn't there. There were a lot of injuries. The hitting wasn't what they thought it would be. The defense was never – I don't think the defense was ever sound. A little bit of everything. They were just not as good as they thought they were going to be across the board.
Bill, what about leadership?
I think that was missing. I really do. I think leadership was – I don't think there was anybody in the clubhouse that had the cachet to really take over and make the guys better as a team. And you know what that's like.
Are there in other clubhouses nowadays,
yes,
at the major league
absolutely.
Level? Because I don't spend a lot – it's hard to spend a lot of time in different major league clubhouses.
Sure.
I'll right. walk into the Giants clubhouse when they're here because of Boach, and I'll walk through.
You got to compare mustaches.
I'll see guys doing this and doing that and, you know, joking around like the Pirates used to do and we used
right.
to do. But I don't see the chemistry.
But you would joke around, but
see.
You had leadership and you had chemistry. And
yes.
I think that this team, the one guy who I thought was really a good leader was Clint Barmas. Hard to do that from a position where you're not playing every day. And I think that among the guys who were playing every day, there was not a true leader. Kemp's a great ball player, but he's not the leadership type. He's not the type to stand up there at a podium, do a kangaroo court, and call people out for doing things not the right way.
It's a thing I'll talk to A.J. Preller about coming up in a few minutes, and chemistry. And here we go, one of our favorite terms on Padres Social Hour, chicken or the egg, right? You know,
right.
Does chemistry come because you're winning, or does winning come because you have chemistry? And I asked A.J. that question earlier today, and you'll get an opportunity in a few minutes to hear what he had to say.
Well, that's a great point. I think that there are players in baseball – who are natural leaders, and if you have one, it makes a difference in the clubhouse. Things just don't happen the way they sort of happened this year.
Yeah. All right. So we reflect back. We look back. We're also going to look forward, as we said. We'll talk to Preller in a few minutes about, you know, the managerial search and what's to come. The very basics of it, what we know so far, is that there's no timeline. It doesn't sound like there's a big rush. Also, Preller said this morning he's not really particularly interested in saying we're talking to this guy or that guy, to naming names, until we get further along down the process. You know, maybe when you get down to those last three or four guys, whatever the group of finalists is, they might say, yeah, here are the guys we're talking to. But Preller, I think, made it pretty clear in the press conference, you know, he's not going to be commenting on who they do or do not talk to. Some people will be on the phone. Some people will be in person. Maybe they'll have Skype interviews. I don't know. But, you know, he was saying, like, you know, we're going to go through this process. I wouldn't expect to hear too much about it. Not to say names can't leak out, not to say we won't hear some things. The Associated Press today was reporting that they've asked the Diamondbacks for permission to speak to Andy Green, the Arizona third base coach who has managed in the minor leagues. So you'll start to hear names, you know, squeak out. Bavacqua, as somebody who has played and who has had success at this level and has been on winning teams and who watched this team as closely as you did this year, what kind of manager do you want to see? Generally speaking, if I was going to let you write the job description for this Padre team, what would it look like?
Based on what I've seen this year and what I've heard, they need somebody that's going to come in here with a little bit of discipline. It's a tough situation sometimes to walk into a major league clubhouse where you have players that have guaranteed multi-year, multi-million dollar contracts and be a disciplinarian. They'll tell you to go to heck. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that the game has changed so much, at least in that regard, that you can't have somebody go in and air a whole team out and not get some rumblings underneath when he leaves the room.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some players that I think would take it to heart.
Right.
If you brought him into the office and talked to him individually. I don't think in this day and age you can do it as a team. I think you have to do it individually.
But just I think that if you have a strong leader in the clubhouse, a player, and he sort of sets the stage of this is how we're going to do it, this is the example, we're going to cut this out, we're going to cut that out, we're going to be professional, this is a place where we prepare to win, I think it works. I agree with you. Do you think a guy like Dick Williams could survive these days?
Yeah. I think he might be able to.
Would he be able to be the same guy he was when you played for him?
Yeah, because that's the way Dick was.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he'd last, but he
good point. That's a great point. Yeah. I think he'd do well in the first year
or two.
Right.
And if things went badly, maybe that's
it's all according to who his lieutenants were that you just talked about on the team.
Okay. Right.
And if the ball club stayed together as a fairly cohesive group, and you know, they kept most of the guys for 4, 5, 6 years.
Sure. All right. It's all very interesting. And as I said, when we come back, A.J. Preller is going to be here. Talk to him about all of this stuff and what he's looking for in the next manager of the San Diego Padres. It will not be Pat Murphy. We started off by saying 182 shows in 183 days. Bill, you tried to throw the asterisk on it because of the radio telethon, which was an absurd and grumpy thing for you to do. However.
That's the way I am.
However. Yeah, you're very
That's
absurd.
That's my strong suit.
No, I know. Absurd and grumpy. You're really playing to your strengths. We were reminded by Friar Fever that there was a missed show, and it was back in May. I was on the road.
That's right.
Annie and Randy were here, and Blooper had technical problems. I think like a hamster had chewed through one of his wires. Never got on the air. So I guess 181 shows in 183 days because Annie was here and it did not get on the air.
Well, at least you tried that day.
Yeah, no, that's true. We did try, or they did. I wasn't here. It was in Arizona, I think, is where we were. That, of course, also does not count the day that we were on, but without Kurt, who was supposed to be here, and my backpack had to co-host the show because Kurt, or was it Kurt or Randy? It was Randy. Oh, I'm so sorry, Kurt.
Randy.
Oh, my goodness. Mea culpa. My apologies. Randy didn't show up.
They wonder why I'm not civil.
Yeah.
Not only that.
You were late one day. Is that what I'm thinking?
No, not late. I walked in as the show was being introduced.
That must be what I was
thinking. The timing was unbelievable. I mean, it really was.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break.
Amazing.
Preller is going to be here when we come back. We'll have our retrospective. We'll have our fun a little bit later. Annie is here. Grace is here. Jordan is here. And we'll hear from all of them before the show is over, plus more of your nice civil tweets. Hashtag PadresSH. Petco Park will host its first college basketball game Saturday, December 5th, part of the Bill Walton Basketball Festival. It's the Aztecs. It's the Toreros. And it's an outdoor court right here at Petco Park. Tickets are on sale now at Padres.com/bball, Padres.com/bball. We'll take a break when we come back. General Manager A.J. Preller joins us. Padres Social Hour presented by United.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour, last show of the year, and certainly a lot to talk about. Padres General Manager A.J. Preller announced last night Pat Murphy would not be retained as manager of the big league club. And so this morning with A.J., a press conference where all the questions were asked, all the questions were answered, and now we're going to do it all over, you and I. You said there's no timetable, so I think that's a question that's on the front of a lot of fans' minds. Okay, when is this hire going to happen? When is the Padres manager going to be named? So we'll wait and see. No timetable. But from a job description standpoint, what kind of manager are you looking for the Padres moving forward?
Yeah, I think we're looking for somebody, obviously, that's going to bring some energy, somebody that's going to have a presence, somebody the players are going to respect and want to play for. Somebody that fits in with the organization culture, and somebody that really wants to establish a way of winning, and somebody that's open to ideas, and they really, whether it's a partnership, somebody that you can, from a baseball front office, and my standpoint, somebody I feel like every day have a really good working relationship with and is open to listening and talking about how we're going to get this team better here in the next few years.
Obviously, a managerial opening for a major league club is not the same as a normal job that, somebody like me might apply for or somebody like Seth might apply for. But when you see those job descriptions, there are prerequisites, there are things they want, they're looking for, whether it's X numbers of years of experience or a certain educational level. Do you go into this process kind of like that? Like, hey, we want someone who's done it at the major league level, or we are open to someone who hasn't, all those kinds of things?
Yeah, no, I think it's really more like on the individual. I think what we're looking for, we're not, gonna pigeonhole and say, hey, it has to be somebody that, managed before in the big leagues, or somebody that has, X years of experience, or, I think for the most part, we're gonna try to get a wide range of candidates with different experience levels that bring different backgrounds into the interview process, and really looking forward to getting around some of the best and the brightest, and some guys that have good ideas, and ultimately picking the guy that we feel like is the best for the Padres going forward, and not necessarily has to have a certain characteristic to be our guy.
You said something about the interview process in your press conference this morning that I thought was really interesting, which is that there's value in the interview process. Just hearing from different guys, there are things you can take away from that. Maybe explain a little bit more what you meant.
Yeah, I think anytime you're talking about baseball, you're going to talk about guys that have obviously been successful in their own field, and that's why we're bringing them in. I think to hear a little bit about, you know, their takes, their thoughts from outside, you know, an outside view on our organization and our big league club, you know, their thoughts on leadership and, you know, managing ball games. I think that's always a very healthy process, and I think it's going to, you know, help our baseball group get stronger.
Talking to AJ Preller about the impending Padre managerial hire, no timetable, as you said. Obviously, this isn't the only thing you've got going on in this offseason. You got to put together a big league club. You got to, you know, do the farms, everything, you know, that goes on here. How much of the direction that you guys decide to take this offseason will that kind of play into the managerial hire? So, you know, if there are big changes at the major league level, or if it's going to be more of a stay the course kind of thing, would making one decision or the other impact the kind of manager that gets brought in?
Yeah, I think for the most part, no. I think, you know, we're really looking for somebody that we can grow with long term, somebody that's going to be here for a while. And we feel like as a championship level manager. I think in the back of your mind a little bit, you're always thinking about your current club or how your club's going to look in the next couple of years and trying to find somebody that's a good fit for that, you know, for that group. But really, like at the end of the day, we're looking for somebody that can establish something here, somebody that's going to be here for a long time, and somebody that's going to start to establish a culture of winning in our organization.
As we talk about a culture, when I say the word chemistry about a baseball team, what does that mean to you, or not mean to you, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's a huge part. You know, I think it's always going to be the debate as far as, you know, does winning lead to the chemistry? Does chemistry lead to the winning? But when you look at successful teams and franchises, they have a winning dynamic, and they have a winning chemistry amongst players, coaches, you know, front office, et cetera. And it's usually, you know, kind of like-mindedness in terms of what allows you to compete and what allows you to win. Guys that believe in each other. I think it's really important. I think it's something that we're going to look at, you know, really, really trying to hit on here on this managing hire, and, you know, that obviously is going to be a key to our success here in the next few years.
I thought Corey Brock asked you a really interesting question in the press conference. You know, are you talking about a manager of people more than you are a manager of a game, and sort of, you know, that approach? But I imagine it has to be, you know, kind of a marriage of the two. You need somebody who can both manage a game and also manage a clubhouse.
Yeah, I think both factors are important. You know, I think being able to have, you know, obviously over the course of 162 games, you know, there's individual decisions each night that help you win a ball club, you know, when, you know, they help you win a ball game as far as, you know, managing the bullpen, you know, when you bring in a righty, when you bring in a lefty, do you hit and run? I mean, all the things that, you know, as fans, you know, that always, you know, lead to the debates post game. I think that's important. And having a guy that has that feel. And then over the course of a season, it's really important to get somebody in the clubhouse that is, you know, it's a leader that guys want to play for, and, you know, a guy that's a good communicator and is open and honest with players and gets them to play better.
Coaching staff moving forward, you indicated earlier this morning that, you know, that'll be in a great amount of it, at least, will be decided by the new manager. So sort of a holding pattern type situation?
Yeah. I mean, I had a chance to talk to pretty much everybody on the staff. And, you know, I think, you know, the message for the most part was, you know, I think we're going to hire a manager. And, you know, the manager, I think we have some quality coaches that are here. But obviously you're going to sit down with your manager at the time you make that decision, and you're going to go through staff, and, you know, I would expect him to be open to, you know, to some of the guys here, because they're quality guys. But ultimately, obviously, it's going to be a decision between myself and the new manager as far as, you know, who's on the staff.
All right, there you go. General Manager AJ Preller, a busy couple months coming, certainly, I would imagine. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. Appreciate it, and good luck with the process.
All right, Jesse, appreciate it.
Thank you. That's AJ Preller. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Final Social Hour, the 2015 season, continues right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to the AMR studio. We said we were going to blow it out for the final show of the 2015 season. We weren't kidding. Center and Bavacqua were here earlier, and now we've got Annie, Jordan, and Grace, all three hanging out on the couch. Ben Higgins could not be here. He's got a real job. He's got to work, which apparently is not the case for any of us. And Randy is out of town. But I think every other box has been checked. Everybody else who has hosted the show or co-hosted the show this year is here now. So that's pretty cool. And thanks for coming by.
I wanted to point out, Jesse, that just for this occasion, no one get any funny ideas here while I start to unzip the boots.
Oh, my.
Right?
Sock talk.
Nightly social hour. No, yeah, I wore my Halloween socks.
Okay,
because
it's October.
Hi. I don't know how to do
wrong,
this here.
Wrong foot.
I don't, you know. Yeah, yeah, you can see them, right?
We'll
there
take,
we go.
Hey, there
yeah.
you go.
So, but let me point this out. I got so much grief from Randy for wearing boots with a zipper on the inside.
Because you're a man.
Right. You wore boots with a zipper on the inside?
He was dressed as Luke Skywalker.
And that's completely incorrect. I was Han Solo, but he
oh,
doesn't
sorry.
Know the difference.
Oh,
I don't know the difference
Hans.
Either, though.
Oh, my God. I had so much hope for us, really.
What, like you were going to go on like up to wine country together?
That would be a fantastic idea. I'll bring all my Blu-rays and we'll have
bring
a wonderful
boots
time.
Together. We can zip them up together.
Yes.
Like it's, I believe Randy's point was she boots are the ones with inside zippers, not he boots. He boots are like cowboy boots, like Randy boots, ostrich and snake.
I was wearing boots. I was very proud of my boots.
But they were Luke Skywalker boots. They weren't like man boots like that Randy wears.
I know. I
Captain
know.
Kirk, sorry. Do I keep getting the guy wrong?
You're just all over the board. Absolutely.
Spock?
You're losing legions. You're losing legions of fans as you speak because all these nerds are Star Wars nerds. Baseball nerds are Star Wars nerds.
I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm just saying it's not. I don't know it. I don't know.
But he's going off of Randy, and Randy's kind of a professional boot
Randy's,
wearer.
Randy's a man's man beyond all men. It's an indisputed fact.
He hunts. He fishes. He wears snakeskin boots.
Right.
He brings his dog to the show.
Yes. A trained dog, like a dog that will actually listen to what you say.
Right.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal. Not man enough to be here today, but that's neither here nor there. All right, so you guys are here. The Twitter folks love you all. They really do.
Thanks.
You guys are Annie and you're Jordan and you're Mike, and they all love you. So I thought we'd do some tweets this segment.
Cool.
So some questions have been coming in, and as always, some better than others. And we have time to get some more in here, hashtag PadresSH. And a reminder, too, that we've got our sort of best of the year video coming up in a few minutes. Blooper is edited together. A nice video. And it's best of the year asterisk. And the asterisk stands for the things that Blooper didn't forget. Because there are good moments that are not included. Because, you know, nobody's perfect. But there is something for all of you in the video. So
I look forward to
very cool.
The Taylor Swift interview is what I look forward to.
And that is going to be, I imagine, the highlight
right.
at the end of the
I
thing.
I agree.
Yeah. No, how was Taylor Swift that day? I don't think I was here. I missed that one.
She was delightful.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nice job, Blooper.
That was the episode that didn't make it to air.
Oh, that's what it was.
She actually showed up. That's right. Randy and I just ended up talking with her for an hour, but she was wonderful. Right.
What
yeah,
about,
she sends her best.
What about the Conan interview? Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Yeah.
It went on for 55 minutes, but the last 5 minutes where we finally got back on air, that's when the interview ended. Just missed it.
Blooper, all of that is true, huh?
No.
No.
We were supposed to tally all the hashtags
failed.
And blame Blooper. Did we do that?
No, we did not.
There was only like 12. I went
because we can't
about.
Count the high. We've established that we're not good at math.
Well,
exactly.
Let's blame Blooper for not knowing it.
All right. So when I say Social Hour Twitter, pop quiz, who's the first Twitter user that pops into your head? The most chronic of the chronics, just like the biggest tweeter. Who would you say, Mike, would be the top one?
Jellyman?
Jellyman.
That's a good guess. You're all nodding in agreement. Jordan, do you have a guess?
Jellyman was my guess.
Maybe a different guess?
Ghost of Ray Kroc.
There you go. Ghost of
ghost.
Ray Kroc.
I was going to say Ghost second.
No, they are definitely both regulars. Ghost of Ray Kroc, he checks in. We're talking about the Padre managerial search. He says, I can neither confirm nor deny that I've been contacted to gauge my interest in the manager job. Grace, why don't you react to that?
I think the only reason he's being considered is because the Padres might be able to pay him in hot dogs, and that's the one thing he's got going for him.
He can't eat a lot of hot dogs. That was one of the fun things that happened this year is we did the Jesse hot dog challenge for Ghost of Ray Kroc. He sat in the all-you-can-eat section one night, and so via Twitter, I was challenging him to eat a hot dog every inning.
You want to put your name on that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of that.
So
high watermark of the season.
So in 20 years, when somebody tries this in an all-you-can-eat seat, that's the Jesse hot dog challenge.
I think we should formalize it and go with it,
that's
absolutely.
That's a legacy, my friend.
I think we've softened Ghost a little. Like, you know, he's kind of hard. I think we've softened him.
No, he's
a
nice guy. Oh, he's a good dude. He's a real good
dude.
He
really likes us.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, we had him sit down on the set one day. We didn't let him
Did
on the
you
show.
Really? Okay.
But he sat, you know, and watched. Jordan's like afraid to laugh at everybody.
This
you're
is
the
great.
Nice guy, aren't
this
you?
This is great.
Oh, you're here. I thought you had left. I hadn't heard you at
no,
all.
No, I was thinking of Ghost of Ray Kroc, stage left, stage right, trying to figure that out.
He was stage front. He was where Bavaco
well,
was.
Well, he's got to keep an eye out for center. you know, they've got this rivalry.
I know he's been throwing candy at me all day. I just
– Yeah. Center's very ornery today. I don't know why. Ed is another one of my favorites on Twitter. Cranky
yes.
Ed,
Cranky
as
Ed.
We call him, out in Chula Vista. He says on Twitter today that we need to get Seth on Dancing with the Stars. On a serious note, thanks to all involved to the show. Interesting and fun. I am a big Cranky Ed fan. He's cranky, but he, like, embraces it. He's a good guy. He's reasonable. You can have a conversation with Ed. I'm a big Cranky Ed fan. What do we think, though, Annie? Seth is in some sort of dancing competition.
I can see it.
Okay.
I can see it. Let's do it.
There it is.
Let's
there it
is. Oh, my God. That's
my
awesome.
Goodness.
Those are some moves.
They
oh
are,
my gosh.
By definition, moves.
This is what we need in MLB The Show. If we can somehow bring in Blooper to the video game, yeah. just
he
dancing.
Should, or he should be between innings out there. Like, I mean, this
yeah.
is that's entertainment.
They should put that up on the video board when they need a rally. Get rid of that rally gorilla going to the
rally
ninth inning.
Rally Blooper.
Yeah, rally Blooper. And everybody can just do the dance.
We'll talk to some people about that.
All right. We'll,
I think it might work.
We'll do that. Hey, Juan is another regular,
yes,
not only tweeter, but a guy, he comes by all the time with his wife and his kids. Nicest people ever. He brings up a really good and important point here. Supercuts head-to-head challenge, question mark. We do have to settle it. The final Supercuts head-to-head challenge of the year. Blooper and you guys, the couch, were tied going into the final day of the season yesterday, and we have to debate and decide who takes home the trophy.
Is there a trophy, or is this like a
there
pride
is not
thing?
A trophy.
Okay, all right.
It's we have to come up with something, though.
Yeah, one of these mugs, okay? There you go. They're the Supercuts head-to-head challenge.
I
want to
say,
bobble
though,
head
I really You're think it's competitive, like,
yeah.
It matters between you guys.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Tony is on Twitter as well. This goes back to what Grace and I were talking about a few moments ago. And he says, Mike, that the lack of even basic Star Wars knowledge is disturbing.
And I got to tell you, Cranky Ed by far became my favorite commenter because he got in on it and he knew what he was talking about with Star Wars. He said he had me pegged as a Han Solo all along and he loved it. So
is it Han or Hans?
Han, singular.
Oh, okay.
Han Solo.
Singular. There's only one Han.
His last name is Solo, so.
Like home run.
Right.
Okay.
Or singular
okay.
pronoun there.
I get you. Annie sort of stayed out of the Star Wars conversation.
I am like, do you know nothing about Star Wars? I know nothing about Star
yeah.
Wars.
Grace, you're all alone
I know
on this
that
one.
There's
I
like
really
the girl with the
Princess Leia.
Thank you, Leia.
Can we
with
call
the
Cody Decker? Like, that guy, I can have a conversation with that guy about this.
You can call him, sure.
Well, I'm Blooper call him.
Oh, no, get him on the show.
Yeah.
No, we're
going
to leave the guy alone, for God's sake. It's the first day of the offseason. Like, let him do his thing.
I need to talk Star Wars.
So for the first time ever, I watched episodes 4, 5, and 6 this year.
Of?
Star Wars.
It's a show?
What?
At the episodes, right? What do you mean it's
a,
okay,
it like
you're
a
good. I'm like, I know nothing, and then you can actually take that to the next level. Wow. So, but I'm doing that in the right order, right? Because I hear you go 4, 5, 6, and then you
why,
make it around to 1,
why
2, 3.
Would you start at
Absolutely.
4? That's ridiculous.
He has an answer, I think.
Because that's where the saga began in 1977.
That's
yeah,
where the saga
Jesse.
Began,
it started
Jesse.
At 4?
That's right.
So 4 is 1. This is too, that's too much. Too much.
Prequels, my friend.
Too
Prequels.
Much. That's far too complicated. Here, this segment is a prequel to the Best Of video. How about that? Because we're going to do that when we return. Annie, Jordan, Grace, appreciate everything you guys did for the show all season long.
What a blast.
And we'll have some more fun before this thing gets all done. We'll take a break when we come back. May get to some more Twitter stuff. Hashtag PadresSH. Star Trek or otherwise. Whatever, man. Just anything you got to say. And on top of that, we've got a Blooper's Big Best Of video.
That's going to be good.
It's
so much pressure.
I hope it's good. We are building it up.
Yeah, we are.
We'll see.
I hope it delivers.
We'll see if it's any good.
He's getting nervous.
Yeah, as always. At Evan's Tire and Service Centers, buy 2 select tires and get 2 free with quality name brand tires in 16 convenient locations. Why shop anywhere else? Visit evanstire.com, home of the buy 2, get 2. We'll take a break when we come back. The best of, and that is basically quote-unquote best, of Padres Social Hour 2015.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Padres Social Hour presented by United. All the different co-hosts are swinging by today, which we appreciate. Maybe the most interesting co-host of the year was my backpack the day that Randy didn't show up. Just kind of hung out, talked for a few minutes, and discussed the previous day's game. As we usually do, we previewed the night's game as well. Certainly one of the highlights of the year was the backpack show. But there were other high points for Padres Social Hour in 2015. And Blooper, who does such a good job with stuff. Put together this video, the best of Padres Social Hour 2015.
Enjoy.
And Kurt and I are now joined by current Padre, brand new Padre. He's still got the new pitcher shine on his arm. Craig Kimbrell, the closer, joins us, acquired on Sunday. Had to be a little bit of a surprise, huh?
It definitely was. It was a whirlwind of a day. You know, you don't expect anything like that the day before the season starts. But, you know, I got out here, got in the game the other night. Was happy to get my first appearance out of the way.
We got Mr. November right here. We got Mr. November for the puppy calendar. Another guy here who can throw the baseball pretty well. James Shields, a.k.a. The Paul Bunyan of baseball.
That, that's not what's on his mind.
He doesn't want to talk about pitching, does he?
No, he gets one hit. Typical starting point, you get one hit and look at you.
They've been swinging the bat pretty well. Yeah, yeah, figured, now we know why.
I figured I got a double last night at one of my former teammates, so I need to rub it in somehow.
That's cruel.
Very happy to welcome in the starting right fielder of your San Diego Padres. Matt Kemp is here. Blooper got you snacks, which was very nice of him. He wants to make sure you're well taken care of.
I really appreciate that. Two of my favorite things, Sonic and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and he made you a sign.
Exciting day.
Yeah. I think we leave the sign up for the rest of the year. Of course, it's not just Bill Center anymore.
You wouldn't do this to Randy Jones and Kurt Cobain.
No, of course not. They had accomplished major league careers.
Right.
Bill the Magnificent has a magic fortune-telling hat. Bill the Scout, he needs protection from the sun. So we got you this big sun hat here, and you just pop that right on over that dome of yours, and there you go. You are now Bill the Scout, and you are protected from the rays of the sun, and you're going to catch us up.
I think Bill is somewhere in here, but right. I right past SpongeBob's nose.
Right.
Bill, you there?
I'm
give me
here.
A wave. Give me a wave.
This is great. This is absolutely great.
We've got SpongeBob SquarePants. We've got Patrick in here. It's Nickelodeon
I feel like Squidward.
Bill's right in the middle. Bill, this is probably a dream come true for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. It's just I don't
like
know if
meeting
life could
Ted
be any
Williams.
Better.
Bill Walton is here. Bill Walton, welcome in.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world, George, to be able to come here today and sit on the couch next to Randy and take RJ's spot, right? And to be able to get a baseball from Randy Jones. How fantastic is that?
The hell with Scherzer. I got a guy that's pretty perfect
well,
right here sitting next to me.
That's what I was going
to
say. Three straight starts in a row doesn't get any better than what our next guest here on Padres Social Hour did, winning the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes aboard American Feral. We are joined by jockey Victor Espinoza. Victor, absolutely, applause.
Thank you.
It's been so long, 1978. I mean, what were you feeling like when you crossed the line at Belmont and that was it? It had finally been done.
Seriously, huh? I didn't even have a feeling in there. I was numb for a minute, but it was just incredible. That I be able to get it done for like my third strike, but it's just an amazing thing that I be able to do it in 37 years, huh?
37.
I think it was waiting for me.
I mean, I got to tell you, people have been fired up about this concert that you're going to put on here a little later. Are you excited to be in San Diego? Put this on here at a baseball game?
Of course, man. San Diego has always showed Nelly an unbelievable amount of love and support all throughout my career. So, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan and all that. So, you know, getting a chance to come out, the land of Tony Gwynn.
That's right. Absolutely.
The land of Tony Gwynn is an honor, man. I appreciate the love.
Anytime you get the opportunity to meet or speak to someone who's one of the best in the history of what they do, you got to take advantage of it. And the legendary Tennis Hall of Famer Rod Laver is here. I've seen you at the ballpark before. I know a San Diego resident. You get to come out and enjoy some baseball.
Yeah, I think I'm a good luck for
okay.
Padres.
All right. They win when you come.
They've won every time I've come down.
So then how do we fix it that you don't stop coming after this? Let's talk some Bolts for a couple minutes. Why not? Wide receiver Stevie Johnson is here. First of all, man, very cool to have you. Thanks for coming by. Now, is this true, by the way? He was very excited that you were coming here. He says you used to come on a TV show he worked on in Buffalo back in the day.
Yeah, and we're here now. You know, that's pretty insane, right?
Do you remember him? You don't have to say yes just to be nice. Like, do you actually remember him?
No.
Okay, no, that's good. Maybe the thing, though, that makes Padres Social Hour to me so fun is that you quite truly never know who's going to stop by. For instance, Tony Hawk is here now. He has replaced Bill Center on set, an absolute icon, not just here in San Diego, but especially here in San Diego. It is great to see you at Petco
Park. Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm not kidding. I gave up Little League for skateboarding. So the
very end of my baseball career went into skateboarding. So
I would say
a little bit of it.
You probably made the right decision. Not to say anything about your baseball skills.
It's all right.
But I think you turned out okay when all is said
and it came full circle. Here I am.
Jake and Jordan are here. Cespedes Family Barbecue. You get to see Odrysimer Despaigne pitch.
Huge fan.
All the arm angles.
He's the only player in the San Diego Padres who has the letters to San Diego Padres in his name.
There you go. That's the kind of stuff you get when you follow Cespedes Family Barbecue.
Let me tell you, when I found that fun fact, I was like, this is it. This is the one. I should just shut it down after this.
Yeah, that should have been it.
I'm tempted to make a bold prediction here.
Here we go.
Involving the single, double, triple home run in the single game, the cycle.
You're going for a cycle here?
I'm going to say it will happen this year, and it will happen in Colorado for the Padres.
On behalf of all San Diego fans, a lifelong Padre fan, this is something that we've been waiting for so long.
And I'll throw it in there. Listen, I was there the first game they ever played. To some people, the cycle doesn't mean a whole lot. It's been on my bucket list that they get one of these and no hitter. So you fulfilled something I always wanted to see.
Oh man, I appreciate it. I could do that for you guys.
Congratulations, Matt. Thank you so much.
I mean, you
it's
just get on the mic.
Exceptionally easy.
You just get on a microphone and you talk to people.
Yeah,
I can
do
that.
You want
to
do it?
Yeah.
Right.
Your job?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I'll crush it.
Okay.
But you're not going to be rehired.
Next week. That's fine.
Really?
That's fine. Yeah. You know. It is what it is. I'll take your job. No.
You could.
Next week, no, I could not. I could not hit anything.
Neither can I right now.
How's it going, everybody? I am Cody Decker. I am actually the host of Padres Social Hour. Over here to my left, we have Jesse Agler. He is my Ed McMahon today. He is going to take a back seat and just enjoy life for once.
I'm just going to hang out.
Yeah.
I'm not bailing you out. If you run out of things to discuss, I'm just going to sit here silently.
Have you ever met me? Have I ever run out of things to talk about? This, how long is the show?
Probably not a thing I got to worry about.
But
it's an hour. It flies by.
Okay, so
you're
social.
Lucky it's only an hour because there's an actual game in 90 minutes.
I think we should warn Dick Edinburg that we will be going a little late tonight. And over here is Bill Center. He is the devil.
Bill, you got a yen you?
No, I'm not.
I mean, you're sitting next to the actual professional.
I'm
just go like this. Yeah! Yeah!
How's
all
it?
Right, that was good. That was good. Now, that's going to be on social media.
That probably will. Probably the last one I got.
All good.
It's sweet.
What did you just do? You just got up and pranced?
He couldn't do it.
We'll never have a better moment than that on this show.
Oh, that was the drop the mic.
That was it.
Okay.
That was, I feel like.
But you kind of put the headphones down instead of dropping the mic.
Yeah, no. I'm not that flashy.
All right. It's all good.
Not that flashy.
Don't worry about it.
No question, that was the moment of the year. Wouldn't you say, Backpack? Yeah. Nice job, Blooper, putting that together. That was a lot of fun. Some good moments here in 2015. And the good news is, as far as we know, the show will be back in 2016. So we'll have more moments coming up next year. This is the regular season finale of Padres Social Hour. When we come back, some other combination of all the folks who are here will be back on the couch. The backpack will be out. And we'll continue to get to your questions. We've got some fun stuff coming in on Twitter, #PadresSH. Plus, we will have the Supercuts Head-to-Head Challenge winner for the 2015 season. Meanwhile, it's the off season, which means it's almost Halloween, which means it's almost Thanksgiving, which means it's almost Christmas time, and Holiday Wonderland is back at Petco Park for the second year, and it is bigger and better than ever. Be transported through a Holiday Wonderland full of fun for the entire family for 12 nights in December. Tickets are now on sale, $15 for adults, $10 for children. Get all the information plus your tickets at Padres.com/holiday, Padres.com/holiday. We'll take a break. When we come back, plenty more tweets. Padres Social Hour presented by United.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour presented by United at the AMR studio. How about Blooper putting together a fun little best of video? Nicely done, man. Nicely done. I want to get to as many tweets as possible. Let the fans own as much of this show as they can today. We now have the combination of Bill, Jordan, and Kurt. That's what you call a Caruth sandwich right there.
Yeah,
right. How you feeling?
Tight.
Yeah.
A little tight.
Just a little bit tight over here. Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Sitting close to the devil, which is what I learned from the last segment.
Right.
Cody Decker called you the devil. How did that make you feel?
Good. He knows me.
Yes, he does. When Grace was on earlier, he's a big Star Wars fan, right? And Jordan and I, we were no help in the Star Wars. So Jeff tweets, nobody should have to endure what Grace just experienced. #StarWarsForever. Star Wars Forever.
I said I watched the 4, 5, and 6 episodes.
I don't understand why you'd start with number 4.
That's what people tell me. People like Gracie tell me to do stuff like that. I listen to the instructions.
So you binge-watched all the episodes?
Yeah.
Like Netflix?
Yeah.
You just, like Orange is the New Black, you just start on number 4 as opposed to number 1? Makes no sense. A couple tweets from our friends at Gaslamp Ball. This one's good. I like this. It's a good one. I'm going to miss the Jesse Agler foot wagging when he gets excited on Padres Social Hour. Yeah, no, that's definitely something to miss.
When you start to rant?
Yeah, when I get excitable.
Right.
Well, I mean, look, we've discussed this. That's how the whole sock thing happened, is that, you know, we're pretty exposed on this show, particularly the three of you squished in there right now. So Kurt, really, he's probably the most improved sock game of 2015, I would say. You've taken it to a whole nother level.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you agree.
I have.
Another tweet from Gaslamp Ball. He says next year he'd like to, or they'd like to see Center host an all-cranky cast for an episode next year.
We could do that. I could find some. Or just turn it into a slugfest.
Just a slugfest?
Right.
Why are we embracing the crankiness?
No, I'm not a cranky guy.
No, not at all.
I'll bring the candy to that episode.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Right. All the newfangled candy, like
yeah.
M&M's.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You kids today with your peanut M&M's.
Don't bring the Sour Patch Kids. That's all I learned.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no go on those.
Skittles are stupid.
Amy goes back to blooper. She turns it back to blooper, where it should be, if we're being honest. She says the biggest blame blooper fail was when he was in the room with Conan O'Brien and never asked to have him or Triumph on Social Hour. That's a great point. We gave Blooper a hard time about not being able to get Taylor Swift on the show or not being able to get Mick Jagger or anything like that. But the dude was literally in a room with Conan O'Brien and didn't even ask. Didn't even bother.
Did he tell you that he was in the room?
He shot the video of Will Myers playing video games. He couldn't even get Andy Richter, for goodness sakes.
Blooper.
You were, 3 feet away from them, you would say, at one point? Is that an accurate measurement?
I shook his hand.
Oh! Oh.
That's even worse. That's not helping the argument.
It wasn't about me. It was about Will Myers. Didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, he didn't want to interrupt Will Myers.
I thought Conan was 6'6".
I think he's very tall. Yeah, he's like 6'5", 6'6".
He didn't look that tall there.
Where?
In that picture.
He's sitting on a couch.
No. He was standing up with Will, wasn't he? And another kid?
Will's brother. Well, Will Myers got to be like 6'2", 6'3".
Okay.
All right. So do we have a Conan height truther now on set?
No. I'm still getting over Seth telling Jordan that he's the only one that could carry the stick mic.
Yeah.
That's your blame blooper. Right. That's your blame blooper.
Yeah. Kurt,
all right.
Kurt was
put off by that.
I didn't I don't. That seems like a silly one.
Right.
Of all the dumb things that he does, I mean, if we're going to hold anything against him.
No, I know why he did it, though, because Jordan's in the middle, and
it
makes sense.
Symmetrically, yes. The feng shui of it all.
And I have to protect myself from center, just in case.
Right, that's smart. That's smart. Two more quick ones. Friar Fever, we had him on earlier. That was not good enough. He says, I see how it is. Put my tweets up early in the show so I wouldn't have to get mentioned during the favorite tweeter part, sad. You're one of our favorites, Friar Fever, let me tell you. One of our favorites. We'll leave everybody with this one. Kevin says, can I have Jordan be my stylist?
Yeah.
Yes. Kevin Soria, I will be your stylist. We'll bring the socks. We'll even get Bill Center to wear some cool socks.
I think the sweater is maybe what he's referring to. You look very well put together today.
Thank you. I work in radio, so I have to look really good.
No, I know. That's
like
a big
that
part
on
of
the
it.
Radio?
Finally,
no.
He dresses good. Okay. Last show of the year, he finally dresses good.
Yeah, no. You know, he's a nicely dressed man.
Oh, we've seen some of the outfits he's had.
All right, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll take a break, come back, and we got to wrap up with the Supercuts head-to-head challenge, the final one of the year. Will it be blooper or will it be the couch? We decide next.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
We've got one final piece of business. Yesterday, last day of the season, do you have yesterday's standings blooper? Is that something you have access to? We came into the last day of the Supercuts head-to-head challenge all tied up. All year, we've been picking from the starting lineup the Padre that we think would have the biggest impact on the game, blooper versus the couch. And going into game 162, it was all tied up. It was all tied up. And so they selected yesterday, and blooper took Derek Norris. And who selected over here?
It was Bill Center.
Bill Center selected Jed Jerko.
Jed Jerko.
He selected Jed Jerko. And in yesterday's game, Jerko went 1-for-4. Norris went 1-for-2. Norris also walked. Jerko left 3 men on base. It's a close one. It's a close one. We're going Derek Norris.
You have to.
Blooper won the Supercuts head-to-head challenge.
His mom is going to be stoked.
Grace, speak for the couch.
I have won my two chances. I blame these guys. Annie didn't have to pick. You can't blame us.
I'm happy for Blooper. I am.
I'm not.
He's
congratulations, Blooper. Take us out, Blooper.
What?